Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
5:32, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Good morning.
Morning. You're going to notice a definite change in the weather, that's for sure.
Wet and cooler, right?
A lot cooler. Yeah, today's high is only 62.
It was such a nice weekend. I got my pool down, Jack. At least, I mean, it's 90% there. Still needs packed away, but you know, it's like you scrub it and then you have it hanging somewhere. Oh, it's just a lot of work.
That's why I don't do that.
Yeah, that's why you just leave it up.
I close it down.
Right,
but I leave it outside. Yeah.
Yeah, but the winters we've had hasn't been like, well,
too
crazy.
Too bad. No, it hasn't.
Cold, but I mean, that's what the given season.
Yeah.
And I got the boat ready to be stored. Yeah, it was a busy weekend around here. How'd you guys do?
Sure sounds like it. I just, normal stuff. I golfed.
Did some golfing.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, I edged my driveway.
Oh, man.
Oh, I need to do that.
If you let it go too long, it turns into like an 8-hour job.
I know. It grows quick. Yeah. Just lawn stuff and stuff around the house, you know.
That's nice this time of year, though, to have a really nice looking lawn.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I'm working on. Trying, anyway. You know, the neighbors, they like to complain. but anyway, 80% chance of showers today. The high is going to be 62, and we're going to have lots of clouds, too. And right now, it is 55 degrees and raining.
Only one radio station can be rated number one for at-work listening. Thanks for making Sunny 101.5 your station at work.
The most music for your work day.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. You know, childhood friends are just the best. And got to witness something so heartwarming with our daughter, London, this weekend. Her friends just wanted really badly to have to celebrate her birthday with her. They weren't able to last month and just decided to just do it up. And we found out at, I don't know, I think I was in the grocery store at noon and found out that we were having a party on the back deck at 2.
Oh, good.
However,
well, at least you had time to prepare.
Yeah,
exactly.
2 hours. That's plenty of time.
Exactly. Yeah. However, you know, London saying, hey, Mom, they tell me everything's handled. Like the cake, you know, they're bringing like paper plates, the whole nine yards. And I was like, okay, great. You know, and I run to Costco, get a couple pizzas. And lo and behold, sweetest thing ever. Yeah, her, she had, oh gosh, how many kids were there? 6, I think. And the little kids in the neighborhood and Riley made her favorite cake, a red velvet cake, iced it herself, put happy birthday London in writing on it herself. And I got to tell you, as an adult, I have a hard time doing that.
Well, I can't do that.
Right? I mean, it is priceless. It was tasty. It was delicious. Her friend Ella, you know, orchestrated things and, you know, kept everything moving and they brought presents. And you know what? It was just so touching because they just didn't want it to go without being celebrated.
Yeah.
And they made their own fun. It was almost like one of those, like an old-fashioned birthday party, you know, like before we all did all of these things where we're taking kids to the trampoline park and, you know, mini golf and, you know, for you know what I mean. It was the most simple little afternoon, but man, you know, she felt loved and it was a lot of fun and just, like I said, totally heartwarming, totally tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals,
news and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you're going to love our lead on Radio Paparazzi this morning.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Vin Diesel surprised fans when he dropped his debut single, Feel Like I Do.
You ready for this, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right. It's very, Friday. Oh, no. Oh, come on, Vin. You know, I love Vin Diesel. I love the Fast and the Furious movies. But he should stick to things he knows. He should have called this song like A Quarter Mile at a Time.
Yeah,
or I've Got Friends.
Yeah.
I don't have friends. I've got family.
Yeah,
it was.
There you go.
It's way too like poppy and like, yeah. I don't know.
He really wants to do this, so.
He premiered the song on Friday's episode of the Kelly Clarkson Show. I don't know. I was surprised.
I'm speechless.
I didn't know what to...
Or like maybe I'm not so fast, but I'm furious. That would have been another title for a song. Like I don't know. I'm just shocked he didn't, unless he's trying to get away from that. But
yeah.
Meanwhile, another little surprise, Drew Barrymore welcomed her ex-husband Tom Green to her talk show. These two like hadn't talked in 15 years, and he came on and she just got really choked up, said it's nice to come together to check in and talk about it, and that she thinks the world of him and always has and always will.
Wow.
And then he said it's been too long, it's nice to reconnect. You know, we had a lot of amazing experiences, and he said he was really grateful for that and cherished them. So those two were only married for about a year.
Right.
But since his appearance, you know, there's just some speculation. Well, could they reconnect after all this time? So kind of a cool show. Meanwhile, a source tells Us Weekly, Brad Pitt, he will never get married again. That he has no intentions of it, let's put it that way. After his split from Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, mm-hmm. he was married to Aniston from 2000 to 2005 before meeting Jolie on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith in 2005. He's rumored to be dating 27-year-old German model Nicole Podorowski, who is in an open marriage with her 68-year-old husband.
Yeah.
All very complicated. I guess he doesn't, I mean, maybe have to get worried about getting married there, right?
I guess, so. Right. Yeah, he's got a new single coming out next week, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake did indeed secretly welcome a second child with wife Jessica Biel. Timberlake's bandmate Lance Bass confirmed the news. He said the baby's cute, of course. It's Justin and Jessica. But Bass was, I don't know, he was very quiet on any additional details, wouldn't give a name. He said, that's a good question, Justin, would kill me. The couple is also the parent, they are also parents to 5-year-old Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kit Harington and Rose Leslie are going to have their first baby. The actress showed off a sizable baby bump for the photo spread of a British magazine. And those two met on the set of the hit show Game of Thrones, where they played doomed lovers. Well, Demi Lovato, speaking of doomed lovers, Demi Lovato seemingly confirmed her split from Max Eric late Thursday with a selfie video on her Instagram story. It shows her standing in front of a mirror as she zooms in on a phrase that's on her T-shirt that says, dogs over people. Love that. Don't you just love that? The footage also reveals she doesn't have an engagement ring on her left hand. Meanwhile, he took to his own Instagram early Friday with three simple words of his own. And those words were, Jesus loves you. And he also shared a trio of emojis, a heart, prayer hands, and a dove, suggesting that their split may have been a peaceful one. Well, today in history, National Drink a Beer Day.
Is that right?
So, huh. You have one lined up, Steve?
Sure.
I've got a whole fridge of them lined up.
Exactly, I bet.
I got to do something special now, so now you're really making
me
think.
I know. All right.
Well, you got time to think about it. It's only 7 o'clock.
Right. I tell you, though, they're really running out of things to do. It's like National Get a Haircut Day.
I know.
And tomorrow's National Coffee Day, so we're good there.
Again, it's like, it's kind of like the thing on the National Daughter Day, National Son Day that I've been seeing on Facebook. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
No.
You know, what's terrible is when it's a thing, okay, and you're just really busy and you don't post it. Because you guys know I post more pictures of my daughters. Like, I couldn't love my daughters anymore. And I just was, what day was that? Friday? I was really busy. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll do it on Saturday. And then London said to me, you know what, Mom? Don't even worry about it. We know how much you love us. We're good.
Yeah. Well, that's a wise cookie there. You don't need a little thing called, Facebook approval.
Exactly. So, celebrating a birthday. Well, Meatloaf celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Oddly enough, Wednesday this week is National Meatloaf Day, everyone.
Yeah, probably.
You don't have anything pulled up?
No, I didn't.
You know what? He didn't know.
I didn't know it was
snuck up on me.
All I had ready was Vin Diesel's new song. That was it.
How many times did you listen to that already?
Twice.
Yeah. Does it get any better? I've only heard it once.
I don't know yet. I'm still deciding.
All right. All right, Meatloaf.
He's 70.
I think he's older than that. 74.
73.
Okay.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Let's see. I'm going to say... Come on, you can do it. I don't want to say 50. I want to say 50, but I'm not going to. So I'm going to say 45.
All right. I'm going to say 51.
He's afraid of her. actually, she's 48.
She's 48. Okay.
Yeah. And Avril Lavigne.
We play some Avril Lavigne here on... Sunny 101.5, and she's probably 40?
38.
36.
I got one for you guys, though.
What?
Today is Ellie's birthday.
Really?
Aww. And she is?
38.
Ellie's 5.
She is 5.
5 years old already.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That's awesome.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
744.
This is a good one.
Oh.
It's kind of a double life hack.
A double.
Right. So I tell you, every kid is so unique and different. You know, like Bennett, you'd think would be a disaster when you give him Play-Doh. No, he's totally contained, just taking it out and putting it back in. Taking it out, putting it back in. Ellie, on the other hand, just likes to create, you know?
Yeah.
Which I would have expected that from Bennett.
Right.
And now with this life hack, this is something that's good for new parents and things like that. I wish I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Save your cardboard boxes. Now, I would save them and make houses and things like that, which is pretty much normal. But what you need to do, if you have a kid that likes to get a little messy, put them in the box outside and let them paint the inside of the box.
Well, they'll probably like that.
Oh, they'll love it. And it's good for you because they don't paint your counters and your floor and
walls.
The dog and, the walls.
Yeah.
Now, the double life hack would be if you do it next to the outdoor hose, you just pull them out and hose them right down. You're done.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
I knew there'd be some use for those
boxes.
You
know, it's so funny because mine is also related to kids painting and that kind of thing. And a perfect life hack kind of goes maybe when they get a little older than yours. Mine are the same, though, in that we're very artsy around here and we like to paint all different things from rocks to canvases. And what happens is you know, they grab a mug or a plastic cup from the cupboard to use as their little, you know, their little water
paint. Yeah, yeah, for their water paint.
Where they dip the paintbrush in there to, you know, go to a different color. Well, I mean, never fails. It's they've ruined some perfectly great cups and mugs that they use for that purpose. And I'm always like, look for an old one. Look for an old one. Well, this is the perfect life hack. All you have to do is put a sandwich bag inside that cup and fold the edges over before you fill it with water. So then none of that paint, no matter what kind you use, ends up on the cup.
Clean.
Isn't that brilliant? Clean. I mean, it's just so silly. It's one of those, why didn't I think of that?
Right, yeah. Well, there you go. Now, mine has to do with, it's a safety feature here.
Oh.
Okay, you're, Tracy, just imagine this. I know that you find this... Try and imagine this, that you're baking something.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're cooking something in the oven. All right. Now, it catches fire.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Here's what you don't do.
Okay.
Do not open the door. Feeding flames with oxygen, that's the worst thing you can do in that situation. Instead, turn the oven off. Turn the oven off and leave the door closed until the fire starts to smother itself as the oxygen inside the oven depletes. Okay? So don't open it up because that'll make it worse. The oxygen will ignite it even more. Yeah. So there you go. I did my life hike.
So what did you burn yesterday, Jack?
I was just wondering that myself.
I made a perfect breakfast, actually. I didn't burn anything. I was quite impressed with my breakfast that I made. But there you go. And
all right.
There's our life hacks.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:58. It's time for Go Figure. Steve.
All right. This is for you, Jack. Say roll with it.
Roll with it.
That's right. A Pennsylvania woman become the first person at her bowling alley, Kennedy Lanes in Pennsylvania, to roll a no-tap perfect game.
Wow.
Do you know what that is?
No, I've heard of them. Yeah.
I don't.
It's where you bowl a 300, obviously a perfect game, but you have to knock down 9 pins or more during each frame. Right. So she said, I had strikes in a row, not an open frame at all.
How about that?
She's been bowling since she was 27, and this is her first 300 game. It's hard. It's something hard to do.
So tell me about it.
And here's the thing. She credits her family with making her constantly do it. I will not give up. I will try, no matter how old that I get.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think she is, Jack?
Oh... Since it's a Go Figure story, I'll say something like 80.
96 years old.
96 years old.
How cool is that?
And her family makes her do that?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. 96 year old.
You say, you go and throw that 16-pound ball.
And then when you're done, take the ball up to the attic. You hear me?
Yeah. You hear me? Or no supper for you.
Man, oh, man, unbelievable. I bowl the rest of my life and never even come close.
You don't think
so? No.
Well, you get the reverse, which is called an all-tap 115.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't bowl, you have to bowl under a 9 in every frame.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read 3 classified newspaper ads. 2 will be bogus, and 1 a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain. Only on Sunny 101.5.
And if you can identify the bargain, then you get a $25 gift certificate to Table 97.
All right.
Okay, let's start it off. Here we go. First, free to whomever. Free to whomever.
Oh, you gotta love bargain. Those. Exactly. Yeah.
Black sofa table, small white stand, 2 small storage trunks, white cabinet with glass doors, 2 drawer fireproof cabinets, 4-drawer storage tower, queen solid wood bed frames, matching TV console with 2 drawers. Free to whomever.
Does it come in the house with the house too? Holy cow. I mean, it's a setup.
That is a setup. Next, speaking of free, 12 by 16 by 54 salt water. Quit. Would you quit? Free 12 by 16 by 54 saltwater LX oval pool disassembled. You move.
Oh.
And last, a George Foreman 5-serving 4-in-1. Would you cut it out?
We can't help it, Jack.
A George Foreman 5-serving 4-in-1 grill and broil with new stick plates or non-stick plates. Never been used. $10. 236-1015. Good luck. One on 1.5. Who do we have here?
This is Cammy.
Okay. Do you know the bargain?
I'm going to get the swimming pool.
The swimming pool, that's free. 12 by 16 by 54. Saltwater LX oval pool disassembled. You move. That's bogus. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. We eliminated the pool, so it's the either the George Foreman grill or the list laundry list of stuff for free.
I'm going with the list because you're stuttering all over the list.
Oh, I love
the list that's too long to read. That's the bargain. It's it. That's right. That is in the classified.
Today is my Monday.
Someone is cleaning out the house, man. I'll tell you that.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.